that's always gratifying. I'm going to let Karen sing it mostly. It's called Hard Old Memories. A one, two, a one.
Faucet still drips in the kitchen. The curtains at the window still blow. Dust is still settling on the memories of a house that I left long ago. There's always a small one in diapers. Always another on the way. And you had to learn to grab for that last handful before the supper was cleared all away. Let it bear me away from the past, and I'll lose all these hard old memories and be living my own life at last. Mama gets so tired of feeling tired. I watch her and my eyes would start to blur. Well, if she had a nickel for each time she cried, there'd be a nickel for it. Don't know what to say about Daddy. He hurt me so bad and called me names. I thought it all would change when I got bigger. I grew up, Lord, he just stayed the same. Lay me down like a leaf on the river. Let it bear me away from the past. And I'll lose all these hard old memories and be living my own life at last. We weren't poor folk. She said a wealthy spirit is what we're living for. Well, I wonder why they even had me. And then went on and had seven more. If I had the power to ask for, well, then who would have helped me out when things were rough? Think of them and I need someone to hold me. And sometimes even that is not enough. Lay lay me down like a leaf on the river. Let it bear me away from the past. Can I lose all these horrible memories and be living my own life at last? And be living my own life at last?
Well, as usual, from the sublime to the ridiculous, and here's a little folk song that I wrote a few years back, and it has a lovely chorus, just lovely, and you all are good singers, so I'm not going to teach it to you, because good singers already know the chorus before it comes around, and sing it right in time in four-part harmony, so you'll catch it, you'll get it. As I went out to get breakfast one morning, two eggs over easy and a stack of wheat toast, I saw a sign said the price of the coffee must double, but the milk, it is steamed and the beans is fresh roast. Well, they brought me my eggs, but they were covered in parsley, and the biscuit, it looked like it came from the sea. I flung down my fork and I yelled, "Where's the beef?" But the waitress just laughed as she sang this to me. Yuppie tie-yo, get a job, you old hippie. Trade your dungaree jacket for a coat and a tie. Yuppie tie-yo, get upwardly mobile, for the almighty dollar is gonna be your new high. So I went back to school and I became a stockbroker. I went jogging each morning in a pink fuzzy suit. I learned which kind of cheese goes with which kind of crackers, and I never got better at Trivial Pursuit. Yuppie tie-yo, get a job, you old hippie. Trade your dungaree jacket for a coat and a tie. Yuppie tie-yo, get upwardly mobile, for the almighty dollar is gonna be your new high. When I die, bury me with my Talking Heads records. Place a glass of Perrier at my head and my feet. Put a Save the Whale sticker on the lid of my coffin. And please tell my analyst I'll call her next week. Yuppie tie-yo, get a job, you old hippie. Trade your dungaree jacket for a coat and a tie. Yuppie tie-yo, get upwardly mobile, for the almighty dollar is gonna be your new high. Tim Higgins on the fiddle. It's great to have a ringer in the fiddle class there, too. Boy. Karen and I are going to do one song together here that comes from our friend Lotus Dickey. A lot of you know him. He came during Winter Augusta, caused great an explosion here, and we just got word that he'll be here 2 weeks from now for Vocal Week as well as a special guest. Boy, we're going to have some fun.
Yep.
Jenny Hawker is rubbing her hands in glee down there. It's going to be great. This is one, he's, for those of you who don't know him, he plays old-time fiddle, flatfoot dances, tells stories, sings a million old gospel songs, regular and irregular, knows a bunch of old ballads, knows the soppiest, wonderfulest, sentimental songs, and he's a Cracker Jack songwriter on top of all of that. And this is one of his love songs. Yeah, it kind of makes you want to come back, right? It's 2 weeks away. Say something endearing about love.
Something endearing about love.
Just
well, if you go for a long trip with them, you won't need to waste your radio at all. He'll tell you stories and sing songs to you, and sing songs he can't remember, and then remember them in the process of the rolling over the miles. And we've been on many long trips with him, 13 hours in the car, you know, like that, 11 hours in the car, and never missed a mile. I mean, it was really something. That's an old art we've seemed to have lost. We kind of get real quiet in the car. Have you noticed that? Well, some of us.
This is one of his most beautiful love songs, we think. It's called Surrender to Me.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to bring on the last little portion of entertainment before the break, and there's folks scattered all over the place that are involved in this, so we'd ask them to file quickly and quietly up here, or out, or down, or wherever they're hiding out. One of the great things about the Augusta experience is that you get to meet all kinds of people from sort of different traditions as you, and with a totally different little world, wonderful world of music, and with all these fascinating instruments, you know, that you've just never seen before, and so forth. So we thought we'd sort of gather a few of them together here just to see what would happen. I don't know what could happen. Really, the inspiration for this was born by walking on one of my, and I'm sure one of your many sojourns has happened to you, but if you're walking somewhere between dorms and ice house and cafeteria and parking lot and so forth, the total picture of what the music sounds like might be something like what we're going to present up here. Might be. I'm going to go join him over here. Thank you. We'll see you all in a while.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's nice to be back home again. I'll tell you what, 4 years between the Augustas is just too long for me. I can't figure it out. Flawn, you may remember this is 22. Well, here we are at the end of another week of Augusta. And we made it. Not too many casualties this year, as near as I can tell. But I feel as though I have a lot of atonement to do for what happened late last night down in the pit. So I figure I better do some old-time music for you. Wish I was a mole in the ground. Wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, Lord, I'd root that mountain down. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Wish I was a lizard in the spring. Wish I was a lizard in the spring. Well, if I was a lizard in the spring, Lord, I'd hear my darling sing. I wish I was a lizard in the spring. I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Well, if I was a mole in the ground, Lord, I'd root that mountain down. Well, I wish I was a mole in the ground. You know, I was sitting backstage thinking about what songs I might sing tonight, and it occurred to me that next weekend, 15 years ago, was the very first time I ever played for adults. I played for lots of people prior to that. See, when I was in college, I put myself through college by playing in elementary schools. Now, a lot of people in this line of work, you know, they start off playing in bars. Not me, I started off playing in elementary schools. And I discovered, after playing a few bars, that there wasn't a hell of a lot of difference, really. You play a school, it's like having 400 little drunks sit out there in front of you. But when I was playing those schools, you see, I used to go out and buy 78 records so I could learn banjo music. See, we didn't have wonderful things like Augusta where we can all get together and learn tunes from one another. I was holed up in a dormitory in northern Minnesota trying to pick old-time banjo. The very first 78 I ever got was this song. It was performed, it said, according to the label, by a fellow named Bascom Lamar Lunsford, and I bought it because of the guy's name. Figured anybody with three last names is probably a pretty good banjo player. And I played this tune all over the place, for all the schools I ever played in. But I never played for anybody over, say, 12. So all of a sudden, I get this invitation to come down and play at the Mountain Music and Dance Festival in Asheville, North Carolina. And I'm sitting backstage, pacing back and forth, trying to think what in the world to play, because here's this Wisconsin farm boy going to come down and tell all these people in Western North Carolina how to play old-time banjo, right? Well, I've never been as scared of anything in my life. And so I picked up the program of the festival, and I opened it up to the inside and cover, and I read a little paragraph about the history of this festival. And it said the Mountain Music and Dance Festival is the oldest festival in the United States. Started over 50 years ago by, get this, Bascom Lamar Lunsford. Well, it was like revelation. I knew exactly what I was going to play when I walked out there. So absolutely sweltering with confidence, I walked out, strode up to the microphone, and announced to these 5,000 total strangers that I was going to play a tune that I learned from an old 78 of the late, great Bascom Lamar Lunsford. And the sort of nervous titter went through the audience, you see. And I cranked up my banjo, undaunted, and I said, wish I was a mole in the ground. You see, at the beginning of the second line, 5,000 people started to sing along with me. See, because I had not noticed Over to the right-hand side of the stage, the demure little white-suited figure of the 92-year-old, not quite late, Bascom Lamar Lunsford. I just couldn't figure out why all these people were saying, "That dumbass Yankee, I just can't." Well, Mr. Lunsford was kind enough not to introduce himself to me until after I was done. And at that point, he allowed us how he thought I was all right, because I was the very first person, according to him, that ever came up on stage at his festival and sang a song that they learned from him and had admitted it in just front of everybody. Mr. Lunsford was an interesting fella. And we used to talk some about old-time music and traditional music, and he said, "You know, John, you can put a man on the moon. Computers can run your life, but you still can't talk about love or death or babies or all this stuff any better than your grandparents could, can you? That's why this stuff lasts." Like this song, for instance. This is not a song about burying your head in the sand. If it was, it wouldn't have lasted, and I wouldn't sing it if it did. No, this is a song about those times when your troubles seem so big up on top of you that they're just like a mountain. And rather than give up, you start rooting it down. So I'd like to teach you this song. You may already know it. You may need this song. You may need it tonight. You're going home to work on Monday, remember? It's easy. It just goes, "I wish I was a mole in the ground." Try it. "Wish I was a mole in the ground." Then you just repeat that. "I wish I was a mole in the ground." Then this line. "If I was a mole in the ground, I would root that mountain down. If I was a mole in the ground, I would root that mountain down. Wish I was a mole in the ground." Let's try it, the whole thing. "I wish I was a mole in the ground. Wish I was a mole in the ground." Here we go. "If I..." Yeah. "Wish I was a mole in the ground. Tempy, let your hair hang down. Tempy, let your hair roll down. Well, let your hair roll down and your bangs put around. And it's Tempy, let your hair roll down. Wish I was a mole in the ground. Wish I was a mole in the ground. Hell, if I was a mole in the ground, Lord, I'd root that mountain down. Well, I wish I was a mole in the ground." Little girl in my hometown wrote a verse that went, "I wish I was a hole in the ground. I wish I was a hole in the ground. If I was a hole in the ground, I'd be a mountain upside down. I wish I was a mole in the ground." Last time. "I wish I was a mole in the ground. Wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, Lord, I'd root that mountain down. Well, I wish I was a mole in the ground." Well, tell you what, I have just completed one of the most intense weeks of my life with my performance class. Now, a lot of you probably haven't seen too much of us. We've been holed up places, and I'm sure you've seen all these people scurrying around with little notebooks and tape recorders and looking very serious. Well, that's part of the art of performance, fooling people into thinking you're a lot different than you are. But one of the things we've been doing that you might have heard is we've been doing a lot of wonderful singing upstairs in this building here, and sometimes out in front of it. And several of the folks in the class wanted to have an opportunity to sing some of those songs one more time. And I also wanted to have an opportunity to play my beautiful new Bob Taylor auto harp here for you tonight. In fact, Bob Taylor's here tonight. You're hearing this thing for perhaps the first time. And by way of introduction to this song, I have to, at the risk of sounding like I'm going to wax morbid for a minute here, by way of introduction, I need to tell you that my mom passed away almost 2 years ago now. And my mother, you have to understand, raised 9 kids almost all by herself. My dad was a traveling salesman, and he was just never home. And so she was the most organized person I ever met in my entire life. So a couple days before she passed on, we happened to find ourselves in the hospital room together, and she said, John, I'm glad we're going to have this opportunity to talk for a little bit of time, because you know you're the oldest, and your dad's not going to be good for a thing after this is all over, so I need to know I can count on you to hold the family together. And I've got a little something here that I think will help you. And she brought out a list with about 30 things on it. This is true. And the very first thing on the list, it said, John has to sing at the funeral. And I said, Mom, this could be a pretty tough gig. She said, no arguing. You're the only person I know who knows all the words. I said, the words? And she said, yeah, here's a list of songs I want sung. And this was the first song on the list. But above the title to this song, written in shaky handwriting and underlined about 5 times, were the words, everybody has to sing. So everybody has to sing, as my mom said so. And this is an easy song, it's only got one line. And it goes, Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. That's all there is. Try it. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Now, this is a song that's great for harmony. A lot of people are afraid of harmony. But if you think about it in this way, it might be easier. With harmony, you have 3 chances to be right. And even if you fall between those harmonic landmarks, we'll just call it jazz and let you get away with it. So let's try once more and be brave and have a little service here. Alleluia, the great storm's over. Lift up your wings and fly. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Oh, the thunder and lightning gave voice to the night. Little lame child cried aloud in her fright. Harsh little baby, a story I will tell, of a love that has vanquished the powers of hell. Alleluia, the great storm's over. Lift up your wings and fly. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Sweetness in the air and justice on the wind. Laughter in the house where the mourners had been. The deaf shall have music, blind have new eyes. The standards of death taken down by surprise. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Release for the captives and end to the wars. Streams in the desert, new hope for the poor. The little lame children shall dance as they sing and play with the bears and the lions in spring. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your baby, let go of your fears. The Lord loves his own, and your mother is here. The babe fell asleep as the lantern did burn. The mother kept singing till her bridegroom's return. Alleluia, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. The great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Now you all sing.
Alleluia, the great storm is over. singing.
Wonderful singing. Y'all should be a professional audience and travel around. We've had great singing in our class too. Now, one of the things that's great about Augusta is that you are just bombarded with people with tremendous amounts of talent. And at one point, someone said to me, "It must be awful hard being the only teacher for 25 people." And I said, "Oh man, there's 26 teachers in that class. It's just an amazing crew of people." And I wish we had time to bring every single one of them up here to share some wonderful moments with you. But we do have time for a couple. I'd like to bring out a woman by the name of Molly Andrews, who just has one of those voices that sends chills up and down my spine. And I just wanted to have a chance to sit down and listen to her. So please welcome Molly Andrews.
Carter family number for you, the Sea of Galilee. And by the way, the words were written by Isaac Watts in around 1709, and they're found in the Sacred Harp collection in about five different places, five different melodies. This is the one that A.P. Carter put to it. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? On the Sea of Galilee, my Jesus is walking on the sea. On the sea, Jesus is walking on the sea. Must I be carried to the sky? While others fight to win the prize and sail through stormy seas, on the Sea of Galilee, my Jesus is walking on the sea. On the Sea of Galilee, my Jesus is walking on the sea. On the Sea of Galilee, my Jesus is walking on the sea.
I get paid to hang out with people like that for a week. That's amazing. We know one of the things that is really unique about a place like Augusta is not only that you get to come to this incredibly beautiful part of the country to study music that sprang from this part of the country in many instances, but people who run this place have the foresight to bring in the very people who we have an opportunity to study with, and who are the very reasons that something like Augusta exists and that we are able to play this kind of music at all. And a number of the instructors and I were over supper the other night talking about our respective teachers and gurus in the traditional music field who, in the very recent past, some as recently as last Sunday, left us. they left us many, many things, but in